I don't think I knew a soul who didn't have a relative working at Sprague Electric Company at some point in time.
There weren't many people who, if you wanted to have a job, were unemployed. They just, all the factories were filled with people. If you had the time to work and the health and you were healthy, there wasn't any reason why you shouldn't be going down and getting your paycheck at any one of the 4 or 5 mills that were around, transportation or otherwise. You know, you used to see droves of people just walking up and down the hill here to go back and forth to work. Some of them go home for lunchtime. And you'd see the side streets start to fill up and go back to work. So there's a lot of stuff going on locally that people could be employed in.
My grandmother worked at the Marshall Street plant for, I think, 40 or 45 years. And I remember her only as an older lady, and her hands were arthritic. They just looked like crazy looking branches because she had worked with her hands all those years on the assembly lines and it had taken a number on her. You know, what I remember is the ladies, as they would call themselves, would go into work early so they could gossip. They would talk about whatever. You know, it was a big part of the community, and you know, they'd go in and talk about who was sick and who was getting married and all that kind of stuff. So it was a social element to that as well.
Sprague's was awful. You know, you'd walk in there and the steam pipes would be blowing the steam at you. And I worked in ceramics at Sprague's, which was way down almost to Brown Street, way the back of the building. But down in there, there was no natural light. There was no windows. If you walk through the building and you would go through these different corridors, and the noises, the different sounds, the different smells, that's what got me the most. And it clung to you, you know. And we used to say that we don't know if it's raining or snowing. We don't know what it's doing until we would go out again at lunchtime, you know, and see, oh, look, the sun's been out all this time. That was a side effect of working at Sprague's, regardless of which department you worked in. They tended to cover over windows, and they would say, oh, well, it's better for the work. No, they were trying to stop you from seeing outside.
This was after 1985, so technically the company was Commonwealth Sprague Capacitor Incorporated. I checked the welds on capacitors. I remember one of the guys I worked with was waiting to retire. He'd worked for Sprague ever since he got home in World War II. He had fought in World War II as an 18-year-old and had worked a flamethrower and come back home, worked at Sprague, and he was just waiting to retire. I remember working with another older man that lived with his mom, and just, I don't think he had much of a life other than Sprague. That was his life, so he wasn't as gung-ho about retiring. I also remember working with a guy that was probably in his 30s at that point. He almost got fired that summer because he had a drinking problem and he would go off and not come in for the start of his shift. Those are some of the characters that I remember that I worked with day to day. There was like a little pod almost. It was, you know, sort of one of the far reaches of the building, and there were just the four of us that worked in there. There would be times when one process would be running and we'd have to wait, so we'd have time to hang out, which is how I know some of this stuff that happened. I would mostly ask them about their lives and what they had done. You know, they knew I was in college, and that was probably really as much as they could understand, because it was really going to be foreign to their experience. But they were happy to see that there was somebody that was going to go on from North Adams and get an education and probably get out and not be working in Sprague the whole time. You know, they were good people, and I was lucky. You always hear stories about when you are a college student going to these blue-collar settings, sometimes people will just give you a hard time because you're college boy, college girl, but that was not my experience, and I was lucky for that. Definitely felt separation, but I still felt like I could relate to them because they were from North Adams and because I was familiar with, you know, some of the historical events that they had lived through and everything like that. The loss of Sprague is the hole in North Adams' soul. I don't think it can be filled as long as anybody that remembers Sprague is alive. And if you look at the four blog entries that I shared with you, they're all called the Sprague Electric Company's Long Goodbye, because it's still this process of saying goodbye to this very significant employer. And it's not just see you later and it's a clean break, but people still remember it. We're still stuck with the environmental impact of it in terms of pollution. And this hope that some people have that some other big employer is going to come in here if only our politicians would do the right thing and get them to come in. And it's not that simple.
Mm-hmm. People, they see our decline in downtown as something unique, you know, and oh my God, somewhere we failed. Reality is downtowns have, you know, declined many, many places. And, you know, it's partly the malls, it's partly suburbs, it's just a whole host of, you know, issues. And it's not anything particular to North Adams. And the minute we stop blaming, if we could stop blaming people for things that people think caused it and look at the reality of adjusting to changes, then, you know, it's a different world. And people just think we feel.
There's not jobs here for people either. Even losing the hospital and a lot of other, you know, nurses have to leave and go work other places or find jobs they don't want in an office or nursing homes. They don't want that. But you need jobs for people to work, but you need the people here to work them. And I think it's a vicious sort of circle. So I'm not sure a company could come into, you know, one of these old factories because they don't have the people to employ it. And works. I don't know if there's clear answers for any of it. I'm pretty sure it could be a decent place to live at. Working in, you know, and learning all the research that I've learned the past couple years here, I think it could be an awesome place, but it needs work. Would I like to see it? Absolutely. Would I like to be a part of it? Sure. Is it gonna happen? I don't know. I can't do it myself, but I'm up for it, yeah, for sure.
In North Adams, we have teachers and police and firefighters and ambulance people who are trying to show people that things can be better. We got to get the politicians to work with us a little better and get jobs in here. The museum is wonderful. It's very nice, and my daughter goes there all the time, and every time we walk in there, I think about my grandparents and my aunts who worked in the electric company and what that meant for our family that a museum just isn't really going to do for the children here. Mostly I tell them that the value of their education is that it's a stepping stone to the next great thing that they can do that you couldn't do without the education. We have that here. We have our elderly telling stories. Nobody's really hanging out the window, though, like they used to. And neighborhoods have changed. But I have hope that we could maybe fill some of those vacant houses with families and bring people in and North Adamize them and give them the sense of community that I grew up with so that children feel safe and not different. And, you know, whole, because that's what North Adams was for me, and I'm still here. You know, it's small town America. It used to be shinier than it is, and it has the potential to be polished back up, and that's why I teach elbow grease.
Wow.
In my community. I did not leave my community. So, elbow grease. When you think about it, that's what my family was all about, being in the mill or wherever my cousins are. We're elbow grease, working to polish stuff up. So hopefully before I retire, we will see something change, because I'm going to be one of those little old ladies telling stories.